Welcome to CSEK News, the only news source in the North truly dedicated to local stories on the ground. CSEK News addresses the diverse needs of the underserved communities between Burns Lake and Haida Gwaii through firsthand stories and in-depth interviews. CSEK News funding is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially support campus and community radio stations in Canada, as well as the Government of Canada. We are your hosts, Pam Hassan and Dan Messick, and we are on the dial at 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Our call letters are CSEK, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Follow CSEK News online at smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Smithers Community Radio.
Today on CSEK News, more than 1.35 million acres of conservation and recreational lands in Northwest BC was cancelled by the provincial government over the past 4 years. Areas that community groups, municipalities, First Nations, and government spent years working through land designation processes to ensure that these areas were off limits to industrial development, especially logging. But after years of combing through government reports and data, Lan Vanderstar, a former provincial government habitat biologist, is calling out the BC government for not following their own policy in making these cancellations. Today, we'll chat with Lan Vanderstar as well as Jay Gilden, just two of the Bulkley Valley residents that are calling attention to the situation, to talk about their concerns about these land cancellations and what it means for the land use process that got us here. Stay with us.
Yeah, Lan Vanderstar here.
Great, Len. Thanks so much for being with us on CSEK News. This news came out last week, but it's kind of been building for a few years. As I understand it, there's a number of areas, conservation and recreational areas, that have now been canceled here in Northwest BC. Maybe tell me a little bit about the ins and outs of how this actually came to be and when it all started.
Yeah, well, this relates to the Provincial Conservation Lands Program. And these are conservation lands and also noted recreational areas that are outside of the BC Parks protected areas. Okay, so we have these lands. Some are administered through Nature Trust, but a lot of them through a provincial conservation lands program here in the province and each of the regions here in Skeena, which is northwestern British Columbia. We had a fair amount of area that was earmarked as conservation lands under the Land Act, okay? And these were lands that were, for people that are here in the valley are familiar with, these are the wildlife habitat management areas, about 7,500 hectares worth in the Bulkley Valley. And they include the fish and wildlife reserves as well as what we call wildlife habitat management areas. Elsewhere in the province, we had notations of interest for candidate protected areas, for areas such as like Jennings Lake or up north further along the Yukon border there, where we're still waiting for strategic land use planning. So these areas have a notation of interest that they could be potential candidate protected areas once planning commences in those areas. They were canceled as well. We have a number of other areas that were of concern and high value habitat, such as series of estuaries around the Stewart area, and they were canceled as well. And we're questioning why that was the case, because we know those are highly valued ecosystems, for example. The total cancellations amounted to 545,000 hectares, or about 1.35 million acres, which is about twice the size of the city of Vancouver. These cancellations occurred between 2019 and 2020.
So it sounds like that's quite a bit of land, and most of it is just right here in Northwest BC. Are there any other places around the province where we're seeing similar cancellations already take place?
Well, apparently the cancellations first started in the province here in Skeena region without the endorsement or support of conservation lands personnel, which is actually required by government policy, by the way. So they were canceled quietly. And then all of a sudden we found out about it. Now we raised an issue around that at a provincial level. And so the cancellations, if they did occur elsewhere in other regions of the province, because we shell-shocked the system, basically they complied with provincial policy with respect to having endorsement by conservation personnel if they were to be canceled, they would have their endorsement. So the situation is much better in other regions of the province. Skeena was first out of the blocks, and they the cancellations were conducted, I would argue, inappropriately, because government policy clearly states that they need the endorsement of conservation lands personnel for those cancellations to occur under the Land Act.
Yeah, no, I get that. I was just wondering if that's the policy of the government, how would they cancel these areas without getting those endorsements?
Well, I mean, policy is not legislation, so it doesn't break the law, but you are breaking a commitment that is basically it's direction from the executive level of government to operational personnel that you must consider policy in any decisions that you make. So when you this policy was signed off at a deputy minister, assistant deputy minister level between the agencies of that was responsible for conservation lands as well as the lands department themselves. So, I mean, to depart from that, it's a pretty significant departure, and that's where we're raising the issue is around the fact that the policy direction was not appropriately followed, that resulted in this fiasco that now. You know, we spent 4 years digging through FOIs and a number of other complaints initiated to try to get to the bottom of this for interim reestablishment and pursue long-term security for these lands. It's taken a lot of work because the government, believe it or not, they never, despite our requests, multiple requests by public and organizations like, Community Resources Board here in the Bulkley Valley or the Kalem Plan Implementation Committee. These are public bodies overseeing the implementation of land use planning. We asked repeatedly, can you tell us what got canceled, where they got canceled, and what is the rationale for the cancellations? And the provincial government never gave us that information. We had to go through a series of FOI, Freedom of Information requests, to get this information, and then go through thousands of pages of documents to try to figure out what the heck happened here. And this is the work that I've been involved in the last 4 years. So now we're in a position, supported by Skeena Wild Conservation Trust, of going public with this, knowing that we have our facts in order here.
Yeah, it sounds like it, Len. One of the other things that came up when we were discussing earlier was that there's an area here in the Bulkley Valley, the Tai Mountain recreational trails, where there's some logging, some cut blocks that have been laid out in there. And it looks like it won't disrupt any of the trails directly, but it'll be really close to them. Tell me a little bit more about that. And I guess the other thing is what do you want now? What are you asking the government to do at this point that they have canceled a lot of these areas?
Okay, yeah, let me answer the first question here. So a lot of people in the Valley are familiar with the Tai Mountain Trail Society's network of trails. That kind of links up to McDowell Lake, east of the Tai Lake, for example, a little higher up in elevation. So really nice recreational area. It is a wildlife habitat management area that we designated as a Section 17 under the Land Act as an interim holding. The long-term holding that we would hope would be transfer authorities to the Wildlife Act, it would become what's considered a wildlife management area that would have long-term conservation security status. An example of that would be the Tottigan Plateau up in the Stikine there. It's a world-class stone sheep habitat, for example. But what happened at the Tai Mountain, that WHMA was canceled by the authorizations manager, or the lands manager here in the region. The Section 17 Land Act designation was canceled. Along with all the other WHMAs and Fish and Wildlife Reserves in the Valley. Now, what's happened is then there is a management agreement. There's an agreement in terms of management direction with respect to how forestry would be used as a tool to manage for habitat in these areas. So upon the cancellations, what we're finding here now is that BC Timber Sales has laid some 20 cut blocks in this particular wildlife habitat management area with the intent to extract timber, not with the intent to actually manage for habitat. So they're looking at this cancellation as now opening it up for a timber basket. The designation for these areas was not to be used as a timber basket, but to promote habitat. And we would use forestry as a tool in order to maintain and promote habitat in, say, a fire-dependent system. But now we're dealing with BC Timber Sales, looking at this, laying out all these blocks all winter long. And now they've got a significant investment in the layout of rows and blocks in there. And it's not compatible with the guidelines that we agreed to in terms of how these wildlife habitat management areas ought to be managed. So there's an issue there. On top of that, it's in predictive goshawk habitat and in a deferral old growth area. So there's a lot of issues around this. And we're really concerned that now what we negotiated through the land and resource management plan is not properly being implemented. And I would argue that if you preferentially select what you implement or not implement in a land use plan, it's no longer a consensus agreement, is it? So basically what we're asking for now is that we want a total freeze on any development within these land parcels until such time that we can agree on the long-term management direction for these land parcels.
All right, Len, we'll leave it there for now, but thanks so much for your insight on the situation, and we'll stay tuned to see what happens in the future.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to air this, Dan.
That was Len Vanderstar, former BC government habitat biologist and member of the Bulkley Valley Clean Air Now. Up next, we'll speak with Jay Gilden, coordinator for the Bulkley Valley Stewardship Coalition, about the process that got these areas designated in the first place and why they still need to be honored.
Yes, my name is Jay Gilden, and I am the coordinator of what we call the Bulkley Valley Stewardship Coalition in this area. We're dedicated to not only protecting the natural conditions of the valley and conservation, but also promoting sustainable economic opportunities. And that's our mission. And where we are right now kind of lies at the intersection of those interests.
Thanks so much, Jay, for being with us here on CACK News. Firstly, maybe you can tell me as to what are your concerns around the cut blocks that have been laid out in the Taiyi Mountain area and the process that you were involved in to establish these areas in the first place.
There is a popular recreation area that people use, that many people use in the wintertime for snowshoeing and cross-country skiing. We're in the middle of the wildlife habitat management areas that were created under what we call the Land and Resources Management Plan. And therefore, this is a central and important area to our community planning. 30 years ago, this community got together and negotiated and discussed and agreed to by consensus, both between industry and the other interests and users that enjoy and live in our valley, in our beautiful valley. And we agreed to what would be essentially a mosaic of protected areas that would be the minimal areas that were designed to conserve, to protect biodiversity, and to provide wildlife habitat areas in our valley. And that consensus agreement has applied and existed now since 1998, so for a long time. It's something we're very proud of because it's one of the few areas in the province where local community planning actually was successful. And because this mosaic was created, we have a healthy wildlife population. We are one of the few places where goshawks still have a somewhat a healthy population, and we've preserved mild biodiversity, at least in pockets throughout the valley. Then 4 years ago, without any consultation with the community, without talking to what's known as the Community Resources Board, which was established to monitor and to manage the areas under the Land and Resources Management Plan, without any notice to them and without consultation with the First Nations, the Wet'suwet'en, the province decided to simply wipe out these areas. This is directly contrary to what the province states as its priority and objectives, which is to promote community planning, to protect biodiversity, and to set aside lands for conservation. Instead, in direct conflict with those goals, they wiped it out. So you would think it would be a simple process and easy to get it reestablished because it's in conflict with provincial stated goals, priorities, and policies. But it's proving very difficult to get that done. And you have to wonder why. So we've tried to create a campaign in the area to protect these areas, to reestablishment. And one of the points that we need to keep repeating is that we're not asking for new areas. We're simply asking to continue to protect the areas that the community agreed to many, many years ago. And that everyone around here has honored up to now, including industry. And the idea that this area would now be logged, despite all the obvious values that exist here, despite the community plan, despite the recreational interests, which are very popular and important to our community, is really something that we need to make a stand against.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.